Today is the 4th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so I hope you guys have had an amazing weekend. Mine was very packed, but it was a good weekend because I got to spend it with my family. We were in Portsmouth on Friday, we were at an award show on Saturday, and we were at Glory House in East London, Barking, yesterday, and we had an amazing time. I had an amazing time with them yesterday, and Pastor Albert really preached a great word. And so with that, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off, and our verse of the day comes from Romans 6, 3-4, and it says this: Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Thank you, Father, for raising us from death to your new life for us in Jesus. Thank you for your grace in sending Jesus. Thank you for your grace in making Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection something we have experienced. May our life reflect your powerful grace given to us. This we pray in your precious name. And so if you are new here, Heart of Worship, first and foremost, we welcome you into the family. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this worship movement. And second of all, we want to say today's Monday. And so over here on Heart of Worship, we use Monday to thank God for our week past and our week ahead. And so, family, will you go ahead and lift up your voice and thank him? Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his loving kindness. I am particularly grateful for our Heart of Worship family. You guys have been so kind to me, so loving, so supportive, that I cannot help but thank God every single day for each and every one of your lives. And I may not know you personally, but I feel like I know you spiritually because we are walking this walk together. And my prayer for you is that as we walk this journey together, as we go hand in hand, that we be our brothers and sisters' keepers, and that we hold each other accountable. My prayer is that we all see the face of God and that we experience his glory in a new dimension. And so wherever you are right now, I want you to lift up your voice and I want you to thank him. Thank him for everything he has done. Thank him for everything he is about to do. The Bible says in all circumstances we should give him thanks. And so whether you've had a bad week, whether your week was not so great, whether your week was amazing, whether your week was in between, I want you to give him thanks because he brought you through another week. And I want you to give him thanks for seeing you through a new week. And so just lift up your voice and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. See, I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to take out time from my schedule, take out time from my 9-to-5, and spend that with my husband and my daughter. We created memories this week, memories that I will never forget. And I'm praying that memories that my husband will never forget, and memories that we can share with our daughter as she gets older. I'm grateful for the time I was able to spend with them this week. And so I want you, wherever you are, just to lift your voice and just say, Lord, thank you for dying for me, for raising from the dead, for your resurrection power, for the powerful name that is Jesus. Thank you for defeating our enemies. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is yes and amen. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the open doors to our destiny. Thank you that our going out and coming in is blessed. Just begin to thank him. Makataraba sendiribu shakata. Yiketibu shandaraba sekitiribu shakata. Yindiririri shandaraba sekitiribu shanda. When I think about the goodness of God, I can't help but be grateful. Be grateful for he is good. He is good. All the time, my God is good. All the time, oh yes he is, yes he is. Mandarabasi kiteribo shakatarabasi ne, yindiririririri shandarabasandarabasi kiteribo shakata, yindiribo shandarabasi kiteribo sha. Oh. And so Mark 10 verse 18 says, and Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. No one is good except God alone. Except God alone. No one is faithful like our God. Nobody's kind like our God. Nobody's loving or selfless like our God. Jesus himself said, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. That's the God we serve. And that is the God we worship on this day. Lift up your voice. Makatarabasi ndiribo shakatarabasi kete minderibo shandarabababasi kete ribo sha yenderibo shandarabasi kete ribo mandarabasi kete ribo sha. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you all the honor. For you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy of my praise. Thank you for the calling on my life. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for your reign of abundance, oh God. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We thank you. Thank you, oh God. Oh Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh. Yeah. For there is no other place I would rather be than here right now, giving you all the glory, giving you all the honor, giving you all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mandarabase keterebo shakatarabasanda. Yendedededede shandarabase keterebo shanda. Mandarabase keterebo sha. O brakatarabasende. Rendere pshondorobo saka. Ye keterebo shandarabasende. Ye keterebo shandarabase ket. Ye, 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 ye.
mandaraba senderebo shakataraba sende yinderebo shandaraba sekete yeketerebo shandaraba. Go ahead and lift up your voice and worship him. Worship him, for he is a good God. He is a great God. The Bible says in Matthew 19:17, it says, and he said to them, wherever you are right now, just begin to lift up your voice. Just reverence your King, reverence your Maker, reverence the Creator, the God that said, let there be light, and there was light. Just begin to thank him for this day. Thank him for allowing you to see another day. Thank him for the sun and the moon and the stars. And, you know, just thank him for the little things we take for granted. The clothes on your back, the food on your table, the fact that you are living and breathing. Thank him. Thank him. Lift up your voice and thank him. Heart of Worship family, lift up your voice and thank him. Oh, yes, Lord. Of the day says this: I declare I will put actions behind my faith. I will not be passive or indifferent. I will demonstrate my faith by taking bold steps to move toward what God has put in my heart. My faith will not be hidden, it will be seen. I know when God sees my faith, he will show up and do amazing things. This is Lord. Jesus is our serenity and our peace. Thank you that in him we can cast all the worries, mental stress and cares that cloud our hearts into your hands. For you have promised that you will take care of all our burdens if we will simply place all our anxieties on your shoulder. Thank you, Father, that the Lord Jesus is the heavenly peacemaker, and we ask that the perfect peace of God and the supreme serenity of the Lord Jesus may rule in our hearts and minds so that it overspills into the lives of all whom we come in contact with today. This we ask in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. And so, if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. Welcome to this worship movement where we are here to help you reconnect your heart back to God through worship. We are on an Isaiah 66 verse 18 journey, and so I'm very excited to be sharing this amazing journey with you. And to my other family, the ones that have been here since day one, welcome to your new week, welcome to your new month. And with all that said, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. Bye.